It's not only the streets that are bumpy in Paonia. The last year has been an up-and-down ride for Paonia's mayor. From the BLM's decision to offer and then withdraw lease parcels in the North Fork, to the guilty plea entered by the town's former employee for embezzling some $400,000 from the public coffers, there has been no shortage of drama. But what about the streets?
Third Street is torn up because there was a very old sewer line under it. And that sewer line at some point in time sagged. And when it sagged, it was clay. It broke. And then it was scoured out. So we actually had several sections of scoured out where there was no sewer line. That's an emergency fix, and it is repaired. It was identified in December, and it's completely repaired now. The street above it is another story. The story about streets, and this is affecting everybody across the country, is that the cost has gone up to repair and pave streets, while the recession has income flat or negative. And those curves actually started separating a long time ago, about when our library was built. So almost 5 years ago, there was a spike in construction costs, particularly the asphalt, petrochemical end things, and never went back to its old norm, where we used to be able to afford to pave three streets a year, three blocks of street. Now we can't even afford to pave one block with the same amount of money.
In the old days, before Paonia's streets were paved at all, the town's water truck sprayed twice a day to keep the dust down. But there are better uses for our water, and other solutions have to be considered.
One option is to cut square sides and patch it. A second one is to prep it and repave the whole street for that portion. That bit is in, and it's exorbitant. And the third option is to cut out the remaining asphalt and concrete it. Asphalt has a life expectancy in Colorado, where we are at our elevation, of 8 to 10 years, usually more on the 8 side.
Mm-hmm.
And so concrete lasts 25 or 30. And the stretches of Second Street that we have that are concreted are at 28 years and still going strong.
Then there are the sidewalks, many cracked and heaving, some dangerous. Several years ago, the town asked residents whether they were willing to spend $3 more per household per month for a sidewalk fund. Voters said no.
It didn't pass, nor did any tax or fee increase in the entire state of Colorado, because nobody had the money. The council took a stand and, well, let's back off of that. The citizens voted. They didn't want to do it. But those routes continue getting bigger, and the cliffs on our sidewalks continue to become worse. So it's grown to a much more egregious safety situation. So the current council last week directed staff to start addressing the worst situation sidewalks.
The town's entire infrastructure is especially vulnerable and complicated because of the characteristics of its soil and geology.
The town of Paonia sits on the alluvial area from the North Fork River, and so the soils are less than perfect, and they expand and contract as they become wet and dry, and water tables move up and down. In fact, our town park is there because it was untenable for housing. They actually added topfill and put in all those wonderful trees because the water table was so close to the surface. So they made it. Made a really nice lemonade out of those lemons. But that same situation happens all around town. Our sewer treatment facility is further down valley, and the sewer system has to then deliver sewage under the river. And so when you're near the river, the sewer pipes are about 23 feet deep. And so that's an expensive thing.
These are the predicaments facing Paonia's 6 town council members, says Schwederman.
There is no right or wrong. You just have to make your best guess as to what will have the most long-term benefit for the greatest number of people and is the most cost-effective.
The final outcome of Paonia's financial loss isn't yet decided. The former employee will be sentenced June 24th, and then the town will file for the insurance. But it could be capped at $150,000, well short of the amount stolen.
Very, very unfortunate circumstance. It just is. But the fact is that well before I was ever here and you were ever here, the community leaders were quite thrifty. And we have a pretty decent reserve. And starting this year, we had a reserve of almost, of over a year of funding. So that is exceptional. General accounting principles say you have at least 3 months reserve. So we have more than four times that. Where that's going to get eaten up is in street repairs.
For KVNF News, Riding the Bumpy Roads, I'm Marty Derlin.